Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. If you ever wonder, that is Desire to Destroy's album from Blind Divine. Their song, Time is on Your Side. Some people have heard the story way back in the day. They had a link where you could get like all these songs for $1 or $10, $20, whatever to use for your show. And Blind Divine's from their Desire to Destroy album, Time is on Your Side, came up. And I'm like, that was just like, it's just awesome. It was all God, you know, so that's why I use that one, and thank you so much. And I'm going to do this first off, Psalms 59:16. But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. Think about that as going to your day-to-day. Because you ever heard that old saying, someday I'll laugh about a day like today. Well, why wait, laugh now? Well, someday I'll sit back and say, what a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Why wait, praise him now. You know, anyone can praise God when everything's going wonderful. I just won the lottery. Not really, but you know, but when times are tough, that's when you praise him. Heck, my pastor, when he lost his job, he just felt led to like praise God, and he did. He never looked back, and it's been a blessing for him. Fake Twitter accounts, verified Twitter admits, but conservatives were banned. And you got the CEO of Google. Our free internet is at stake. Texas Democrat representatives compare themselves to Americans who were brave in the past to stand for voters' rights. Because, you know, all those Democrats that they claim they're vaccinated, you know, we have to be on a plane like with masks and everything, and they're in back, they're on a plane, no mask, no nothing. And they're flying away. I'll fly away to D.C. I'll fly away. It's not going to help anything. I don't know why they don't want voter ID laws. I don't know why they don't want to let people know who they are. How hard is it to say, okay, here's the last four of my social security number or whatever? I mean, there's 50 million things you have to do to get a driver's license or a hunting license or a fishing license or a motorcycle license. Heck, to pay, you know, it's easier to vote in this country than it is to pay your own medical bills. You realize, I'm going to get into that. I hope I can get to everything today. Three teens were shot and killed over a five-day frame in alleged gang-related attacks in Bill de Blasio's Democratic New York. That goes on in California, everywhere. And heavily in Democratic run areas. Don't worry, folks. We're going to make everything better by making airplanes out of beef. MSNBC's Claude. Trump is just an avatar for Republicans who don't believe in democracy. Like Trump and the Trump Republicans don't believe in freedom and democracy. The Trumper is the Trumper, and the Trump supporter is the one that, okay, I hope you get the vaccine if you want it, but you better fight for my right if I'm against it to not get it. But it's amazing because all these people that get it, like that pro golfer, I read an article that I forget who the golfer was, but he was around, he's vaccinated, but he's around someone that was positive for COVID, so he's like stepping out of a tournament out of precaution. Are you kidding me? The whole point of the game of vaccination is so we can go back to normal, but everyone that has the vaccine, they're told to, like, mask up and social distance and stay away. And then you got federal prison officials saying that they were allowing some incarcerated inmates linked to jihad groups to lead religious services. What could possibly go wrong there? It's amazing how no one in the Biden administration, they have a hard time criticizing Marxists. I can tell you why. I'll get into that. Then you got Howard Dean. And we're going to roll into Washington. And we're going to roll into Delaware. And we're going to roll into Denver. And we're going to roll into D.C. And we're going to roll into Indiana. And we're going to roll into Montpelier. I cooked for that dude so many times. At least when he was in Vermont as the governor, he seemed okay. It was a decent place to live. But now he's like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And then did you see that video of that transgender family where this man is breastfeeding the baby and he's supplementing it with formula? I'll get into that because he's not really supplementing if he's not providing it anything. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it and I really hope you do. And, you know, when life gets tough, the tough get on their knees and start praying. I mean, we all struggle with life, you know, but I grew up in an era where everyone helped everyone. You know, where, hey, I got you. You got me. Okay. You know, I had a bunch of old matchboxes. I wasn't using them. I gave them to my little nieces and nephews. And at first I'm kind of like sad, but then I like got kicked in the butt. I'm like, sweet. Folks. But yeah, you know, I mean, we have this notion in this society that, like, we can't help anyone. I'm struggling. Help me. Okay. I mean, it's great when you sit there and you meet people and like, a guy always has a Jesus button on. And kind of emotional, but he's just like Kyle gets me. He understands. He's a brother in Christ. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not perfect, but yeah, I get you. And we do that. I mean, I go over tons of veggies and I give them to my mom. My mom's like, can you go to Sam's Club and give me a roast? And I did. I got a little roasted chicken. You know, and that's what we, my neighbors had keys to our house. So if we got locked out, and that's how it is. That's how this world is. It was, and we need to get back to that. People helping people and being there for people. And I'm in the minority now because I'm white, I'm a man who likes a woman, and I'm a Christian. And you have a woman that gave birth, well, she identifies as a man. But she has biological woman parts and gave birth to a baby. And the man in the relationship that believes he's a woman is trying to breastfeed her, and it ain't working. Thank God they didn't try to get him pregnant. Doc, I can't get pregnant. Yeah, there's a reason why, because you don't have that biology. See, God has biology in the name. God made, you know, people talk about DNA, I've had it all along. See, as a man, I can't give birth. I can pretend I'm a giraffe all day long, but I'm never going to be a giraffe. Sorry. I don't understand all these people, all these, like, superstars coming out now. Well, I've been so confused for years whether, I don't know what, am I a arcade game? I think I'm a bull. I don't know. I'm leaning more towards a bull. I just don't know what color bull I am. I mean, I think I'm a porcelain bowl. I could be wood. I don't know. I mean, how do I decide? Are you kidding me right now? But this dude is trying to breastfeed. And then he's going on to like, well, I'm supplementing my baby with formula. You're not supplementing anything. Supplement means you're giving him nutrients, and what nutrients your body can't provide or what you can't give him enough of, you're supplementing with something else. If you're giving him entirely bottle feed, if you're totally feeding him with formula from a bottle, you're not supplementing anything. You're providing him with the nutrients. You're bottle feeding him. See, some people supplement regular feeding with bottle feeding because they don't produce enough. And then there's some, I've met women that can't, they produce so much that like they, it takes forever for them to tell their body to shut it off. But, and if you feel bad, if you like, okay, this dude, where's child protectors? This dude needs help. You're the loony bin. You're the loony tune. Not me. You are. I'm the one that's the bigot. I'm the one that's, you know, when did we get to the, I can understand if you a woman and you like a woman and you man and you like a man. I can kind of understand that. That kind of makes sense. But when you're a guy that thinks he's a woman and tries to breastfeed when he has no breastfeeding part to his body, okay, he has no milk duds or the glands that produce it. He can never do that. A biological male can never have a baby. They don't have a uterus. And I don't think they do uterus transplants. Normally when they take one out of a woman, it's usually no good and they have to get rid of it. And it stinks because that they can never have a kid again. And I do apologize if you have kids in the room, but maybe they need to hear this. Maybe they need to know right from wrong. I don't understand why all these people are coming out and they don't know, I don't know what gender I am or what pronoun should I use or should I even use a pronoun? I mean, what am I? I think I'm an inanimate object. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. I'm trying to understand this world where a dude thinks he can breastfeed a baby when he has no milk gland. I mean, is the education system that broken that, the education system is broken because a teacher can't teach a kid how to read an analog clock. That's why they had to remove them, because kids can't read an analog clock. They can only read the digital clock. It says like 6:11 or like 14:10 if they do 24-hour time. They can only read the digital time. A teacher can't teach a kid how to read an analog clock. And since kids can't read an analog clock, and a teacher who has gone to school to teach can't teach them how to read an analog clock, they had to be removed. That's the first mistake. If your teacher can't teach a kid how to read an analog clock, then I'd be looking for another teacher. Call me crazy, but if you have to take the analog clocks out of schools because kids can't read them, yeah. You know who taught me how to read an analog clock? Besides my mom and dad helping me? A teacher who went to school to teach to find out who's stupid and who's not stupid. Did you call anyone else in the class stupid? No, just me. Well, that's because you're stupid. See, she knows. She went to school to know who's stupid and who's not stupid. Anybody who's seen Not For Easily Offended by Colors Mencia gets that joke. You know, we had like a little corner, a study corner, where she would ask questions, and if you couldn't answer it, you went to the corner, and you had to study about it, and then come back and answer the question. She wouldn't tell the answer. You had to keep quiet, and if the person couldn't answer it, then they went back to the study corner, because I don't think they could call it done, so I was kidding, but you went back to the study corner, and people kind of like shamed you because, you didn't know the answer because you didn't study and you didn't want to go back there to do it, but hey, I went back there. Just put my name on there. Can we get like a wooden plaque with my name on it? Yeah. I'm back there the most. Thanks, teacher. We'll just call it the Kyle Corner. Anyone can use it, but since I'm back there more than anybody. But hey, I graduated. I made it. I mean, y'all, see, that's the problem. Everyone wants a equal opportunity, equal outcome, and that's not the case. I mean, people want to have it to where, okay, everyone goes to college, but everyone ends up like Bill Gates, a billionaire. No. Somebody's got to pump Bill Gates' gas. Because he probably has someone do that, because I couldn't see him actually getting out of the gas station and filling his own gas up, but, you know. I remember those. See, that's how old I am. I remember the days where a guy would run out to the car and he'd ding, ding, and like $20, and you'd fill the car up beyond and $20. They'd check your oil and all that stuff. The good old days. Now you want freedom and democracy, and it's funny because the people that support, like, there are college kids that want a Cuban society. Yeah, and those people are risking their life and limb and being killed to stand up for the freedoms. I ask right now, all my listeners, please pray for the Cuban people. Please lift them up. I stand, my neighbor was a guy who escaped Cuba. You know, that college freshman who thinks he knows all about socialism and how great it is, trying to convince a guy who escaped socialism on a raft with four other people, but they all died and he's the only one that survived. My neighbor survived. He was one of two people that survived a boat ride from Cuba. He wasn't lucky the first time he got caught and had an AR-15 at his head. That guy massively supports American freedom. That's why all these Mexicans and a lot of these Mexicans even support Trump, because they know what it's like. But you have these Texas Democrat representatives who are fleeing Texas because, God forbid, you have actually, when I have to go through life and limb, okay, what's your name, sir? My name is Kyle W. Holcrow. What's your birth date? 5/18/74, and my social security number is 289-606-303-124-9867. And when I have, after about 5 hours later, okay, sir, yep, you identified who you are. Now you wanted to pay your bill, is that correct? Ma'am, can I ask you? Yes, sir. Yeah, who is calling up and paying other people's medical bills? Because, I mean, you don't have to go through this much to vote, to choose who's your mayor and your governor and your senators. And you don't have to prove anything to vote, but you have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt 50 million times over that you are who you are to pay a medical bill. Now, I'm sure if you called them up and say, hey, I got lots of money, I got 20 grand I want to put on medical bills. Find people that are going to have to go to collections and pay their medical bills. Thank you. Sir, what's the account? I'm asking you to do that. I'm just trying to give money to, and then you put it towards medical bills. But that's what, I mean, don't you want to know that someone's not voting 4 and 5 times? And this last election, they busted some people for doing that. But don't you want to know that legal people are voting? That people aren't going in person and voting, and then mail-in ballot voting, and doing an absentee ballot, and this ballot, and that ballot, and so they flee. Oh, we're standing up. Yeah, they want to make it easier. So you don't want to have a bipartisan. So that all the people that were caught trying to keep Republicans from watching the voting and all this stuff, are you kidding me? Like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the attorney general, they're like, if any voting machines or anything turned over to be forensically added or anything, they're gonna be discontinued. We're not gonna allow, because the chain of custody, this and that. Yeah, you can shove that chain of custody up your, you know what, Pennsylvania attorney general. Oh, we're just gonna make up whatever we want. We're gonna make up rules. We're gonna change stuff. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Well, see, yeah, there's illegal votes in here, but if we get rid of the illegal votes, since we mixed them up on purpose, now we don't know which is which, so we'd have to throw them all out. Yeah. Let's do illegal crap, and that's okay if it helps Biden. But when it comes to trying to legitimize the election, oh, we can't do that. What are they hiding if they don't want to have a forensic audit? Hopefully, if I have time tomorrow, I got a viewing to go to tomorrow, but I want to try to, and Bible study, but I want to try my darndest to try to get a hold, because I want to ask them, what can Pennsylvania do to do a forensic audit? It suits all, to where you can be, where an independent third party of your choosing, with like police or whatever, to prove that all they're doing is getting the data off the machines. What will it take? How can that be done? Because what are they hiding if they don't want to have these forensic audits done nationwide? And there's so many lawsuits in Arizona that set precedent. So good luck, because you try to sue and say you can't do this. Well, these lawsuits in Arizona have set precedent that they can do this stuff. But you know, that's the world we're living in. Like, we're gonna go to Washington D.C. and we're gonna hide. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hide because we don't want to do our jobs. We don't want to make it so that illegals can't vote. Sorry, folks. I want to have a free and fair election. And they act like, well, it's going to be hard. I mean, you expect people to, and then my mom was telling me that Kamala Harris, they asked like, well, where are they going to get all this stuff photocopied and all these different things, you know? And she was talking about Kinko's. It was FedEx Kinko's, and I think they closed. The problem with a copy shop like that is 99.9% of anything you would print, unless you wrote it yourself, has some sort of copyright to it. So it's probably not legally allowed to be copied, technically. But yeah, I haven't been to FedEx Kinko's in a decade. But that's how out of touch these politicians are, because she probably has someone wipe her ass. Excuse my friends, but you know. They're the Nancy Pelosi types that, guess what, folks? I'm Nancy Pelosi. I got hot men going at work, but who cares? I'm a 3 times tax return. I know I got a wall around my house, kind of Nancy Pelosi, but Monica Blair is no good. See, Blair was racist, except for if it was around my house. Then they're fine. See, in California, we have non-racist border walls around the house. Bye, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, these stupid Democrats that, like they're going to get away with this crap. And supposedly there's a not-for-profit organization, when they get arrested, they're going to pay their bail. Well, I hope they can set that bail very, very, very high in the hundreds of millions. I don't think they should get bail, in my opinion, but don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be okay because we're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. That's right, folks. That way, if the plane crashes, guess what? You got food. The plane's made of beef. Hey, you got tons of food. Depending on how many people are on the flight and how long you'll be stranded, you might have a week's worth of food. Just dismantle the plane and eat the beef. Three teens shot and killed in 5 days in Mayor Bill de Blasio's New York City. I'm surprised it's that few. Well, there's probably about 75 that were shot, but only three were killed. But don't worry. South Chicago is just is way worse, and nothing's being done. They don't care. They don't care. I mean, they got Secret Service. They got protection. They got, like, their version of Secret Service and protection. They don't have to worry. All these people that want to take away your gun rights, they're the ones that are, like, fully protected by armed people. You shouldn't have guns. Guns are dangerous for them. Why do you have people protecting you with them? I'd just love to go, yeah, why do you... Okay, if they support the funding, if those people don't... I'd be adamant saying, I'm not going to protect someone with guns if they don't support guns. If they want to ban guns, and by George, if they want to ban guns, then I'm not going to, why am I going to protect them with the very thing they want to get rid of? They're not saying, except for like the military and the police and like Secret Service, they want guns gone. Well, then I couldn't have any. But these places are crap holes. That's what makes sense. Either these elections are continuously somehow rigged in their favor. That's why these places like California keep going further and further and further and further and further into the depths of hell, into the sewers and toilets. How are these Democrats getting elected over and over and over again when there's hundreds of thousands of needles and gallons of feces and crap and piss all over the streets of California, everywhere? You can't tell me people like, you can't tell me people don't see that and go, yeah, that's great. I want to vote for that more. I want to vote for more of that. Are you kidding me? You can't tell me that when the more you vote Democrat, the more the needles pile up and the feces and the homeless people and the urine. You can't tell me that they're like, oh, this is great. I can't wait for more of that. I've always wanted to sit on a park bench in San Diego, but I can't because the homeless people own them. I'm sorry. You can't tell me that people are wanting what's going on in South Chicago. The violence is going on every day. You can't tell me people are like, yeah, we're voting for that. I hope we get, wow, I was expecting to have more shootings. 20-1, we get 15 more shots fired this week. You're on. I got $100. $100. Who's putting in? I got $20,000 with 20-1 odds that more people get shot this week. I mean, if you're a restaurant and you're not doing well, you're going to change things up. You're going to try something different. MSNBC's God. Trump is just an avatar for Republicans who don't believe in democracy. We're a constitutional republic, first of all, but we stand for freedom. See, that's what I'm so tired of this game they're trying to play. How much freedom am I willing to give up? Come on. We're trying to protect you. Just stay home. We're protecting you. It's just a little bit of freedom. Just social distance. Just a little bit. Come on, man. It's a mask. Really? It's just a mask. Come on. And social distance. Come on. What a bigot. The blood's on your hands when someone dies from COVID, you bigot. Social distance and wear a mask. Oh, a vaccine's coming and you're going to get it. If you don't get it, we're going to force you to get it. Mark my words. We're going to make sure that we give you that COVID vaccine, I guarantee you I'll put a gun to your head. You have to get that vaccine. No, I don't. I'm a free citizen. I'm able to do what the heck I want to do. Oh, so I'm an insensitive bigot because I'm not going to social distance, wear a mask, or not vaccinate? And please explain to me why you're in a car or why you drive or in a passenger in a car. You want to know how many people die every year, how many millions of people die every year in car accidents? Talk about an unselfish bigot. While you're showboating in that car, people are dying behind the wheel. You're not welcome. Can't believe how insensitive these people are just driving a car when people are killed every day behind the wheel. And when they're behind the wheel, they're not social distancing with other cars so that in case that car has to stop on a dime, they have time to prepare and figure out what they're going to do so they don't slam into them. They try to act like Trump's Hitler and Trump's against freedom and those Trump Republicans don't support a democracy. We support a constitutional republic. Thank you very much. We're not willing to sacrifice freedom. I'm going to church. Yeah, this weekend we're having a tent revival. If you're in Indiana, come to Lafayette and join us. We're having a tent revival. But we have the freedom of choice. In America, you don't have to memorize a Bible and keep it hidden and then meet with a group of people and then praise God and recite the verses from memory because you can't worship. You have the freedom to worship like you want to. I don't understand a dude that thinks he's a chick and thinks he can breastfeed her. Baby. Now hopefully he's smart enough because they didn't really get into this, that he knows there's no milk ducts and he can't produce anything, so the baby can't nurse. I hope he's smart enough to realize that he's doing it out of that's what a mom would do, knowing that it's never going to work, but he still wants to do it anyways. It makes too much common sense to have the woman do it, but she's actually a man, even though she's biological. That makes sense in this world. I don't understand it. But we have freedom in this country to do what we want to. But, Kyle, it's just a mask. Come on, just wear a mask. Come on. It starts with just a mask. And then it's, well, just stay home. Well, then just social distance, and then just this, and then just that. It's just a vaccine, and then it's just a booster shot, and then it's just, and before you know it, your whole life revolves around, it's just doing something the government tells you to. It's just this, it's just that, it's just this. Come on, it's just a pill, it's just this, it's just, don't you, come on. You have to take this COVID pill along with the booster shot. See, you take a pill before you get the booster shot and then four pills afterwards. It's just a pill. Come on. Oh, but just in case, because there are people that aren't vaccinated, so you need to make sure you still wear a mask because even though you're taking the pill and you've taken the vaccine and you're taking the shot, you're taking the booster and you're taking this and you're doing the shampoo or whatever the heck they're going to have you do, you're still going to have to social distance and do all this stuff to prevent yourself from getting COVID from the people that won't do it. So while I'm just living my life willy-nilly, you're over here following this 25-step regimen to try to keep yourself from getting COVID, but it doesn't matter anyways because you have to do everything you did before you got the vaccines and all that crap just to keep yourself from getting COVID anyways, even though you've already done all this crap. How does that not make sense? How can you sit there and go, okay, when Trump was president, oh, we got to get this vaccine on us so we can get back to normal. Now they're telling, oh, well, if a lot of people aren't vaccinated and you are, you should still social distance and keep your distance and mask up and do all this. Everything you did, why would, if you have to do all this crap you did, if you were doing everything before you got the vaccine that the government told you to do, after you've been vaccinated, then you're a special kind of stupid. I'm going to call you what you are. Because if you're not smart enough to realize that, hey, I got the vaccine, but I still have to social distance, a mask, and all this crap, because someone that's unvaccinated can still give it to me, then what's the point of the vaccine? Because if it's not gonna, if you're gonna get the COVID, if you can still get COVID, but it's not as dangerous as it was, guess what, folks? Guess what? Then you shouldn't have to wear the mask and doing that stuff because, yeah, I might get it, but I'll be way better off. You want to know why the Biden administration has a hard time criticizing Marxists? The same reason why they used to mock millionaires. The politicians did. Now that they're all multimillionaires and they've got five houses and Lear jets and private yachts and mansions and everything else, they can't criticize millionaires because they're all millionaires. So now they criticize billionaires, except for Bill Gates and, you know, the CEO of Google and the CEO of Twitter and Amazon and all those people and Hillary Clinton and all them, you know. Oh wow! Don't worry, folks. It's okay, cause see, the Biden administration has a hard time criticizing Marxists because BLM is Marxist, Antifa is Marxist, they're Marxists. They're the ones that are Hitler, but trying to tell you that Trump's Hitler. They're the ones that trying to tell Trump does not support democracy and the free market economy. And they're the ones that want to regulate you to death and tax you to death and force you to do all this crap. They're the ones that want to take away, well, they're not taking away your freedom. It's just a mask. It's not really, we're not telling you what to do. You just got to wear a mask. We're not telling you that you can't be near each other, but you just got to social distance, okay? There's a difference between telling someone that they can't stand near each other and social distance. There's a difference, you know, because we're not telling you you can't be around people. You just got to social distance. We're not telling you that you have to do anything, but you can, I don't know, you have to wear a mask. We're not telling you to do anything, but you have to wear a mask, you know. They're Marxists themselves. They can't criticize themselves. Hey, my name's Nancy Pelosi. I'm a Marxist. Now, I support free markets as long as they're heavily taxed and regulated. See, I have to get my fair share. See, I'm only for, like, government spending. And what I really mean is taxing to death the American people so that I can have a cush life. See, I'm only for that if I get the money. If the taxpayers giving me money to spend doesn't come to me, it's not gonna go to me. I don't want it. I'm against it. The Republicans could want the same thing I want, but if I'm not getting the money because I'm just perfect, then it's not gonna. I'm not gonna support any bill that doesn't put money in my pocketbook. You know. And if you're going to get, like, if you want to get, like, a GE to take over the government contracts, make sure I have enough time to buy stock, and so when it goes up, I make money. I'm Nancy Pelosi. No one is above... I'm above everybody. I'm too big to fail unless you give me more money. As long as you keep giving me money, I'm okay, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. See, I'm not for spending unless it comes into my pocketbook and you give me the money, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And I'm a Marxist, but I say I support free market society, but I'm a Marxist. That's why I can't criticize them, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. That's why these Biden administration people can't criticize Marxists, because they are. Just like they can't criticize millionaires anymore, because they are. I think my wife's having a heart attack.
The laugh attack. That was funny. I just
needed to be helpful. Oh, yeah. My producer just came into the studio, so give me about 20 minutes, okay?
Another day.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. When you have... I'm back, folks. Yeah, I just had to get off the mic and say something. He just called, like. But I'm back, folks.
Okay. Well, we don't need to know what I'm doing.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, that's just what we're living in. You have, see, they criticize millionaires until they all became multimillionaires. And now that they're Marxists, they can't criticize Marxists. I cannot tell you. I've cooked for Howard Dean 50 plus times at least. I've met the man 100 times. When he was in Vermont as the governor, he was great. It was decent. But now that dude is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know, because like Trump is Jim Jones and his followers are going to pay with their lives. No, Jim Jones was a socialist Marxist dude that tried to control people. Trump wants you to live your life. Trump wants you to sit there and say, okay, we're not going to have lockdowns. If you want to stay home because you're scared, you stay home. You do what you want to do. I'm living my life. You live your life. Don't tell me how to live my life, and I'm not going to tell you how to live yours. And that's me, an American. I will fight to the death for you to be able to have one of every vaccine. But you should also fight for my right to say, hey, I don't want a vaccine. I will, yeah, I'm vaccinated, but I don't want him to be forced to get it. He doesn't believe in it. He doesn't support it. And you should stand with that. You, as a vaccinated person, should stand with my right to say, hey, I don't want a vaccine. You should. It's called freedoms. You have the freedom to get every vaccine. I have the freedom to say, wrong, I don't think so. Hello, folks. Did you get one of the COVID vaccines 5 years ago? Are you screwed up? Have you died? Well, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do because a vaccine is not like a normal medication and you can't get compensation. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Like I said, we're going to make everything better by making airplanes out of beef. That way when the plane crashes, hey, at least you got food to eat until you get rescued. You just cook it alongside the gasoline fumes. Man, this wing's on fire. Cool. We don't even have to worry about it's cooking the meat at the same time. Now, the planes made out of beef, that's the kosher airlines. You know, the ones made out of pork are for, like, the normal person. The Rush fans who've seen Rush and Real will get that joke about the airplanes and beef. But yeah, that's just what we live in. Don't worry, it's okay, folks. Trump's just the Jim Jones, and his followers will drink the Kool-Aid. And the Biden supporters will take their vaccine. Oh, Biden and your supporters don't know that you cheated. I mean, I don't understand this. I don't understand it because they're like, okay, I know so many people. And then people brag. I don't know. That's another thing. No one, I mean, most of the time you're like, hey, can you pray for me? I have to go in for surgery. I have to have this done. People are like, Nick, I got the vaccine. I mean, they have like the Kool and the Gang song in the background. Celebrate. And then you watch on the news. Hi, I'm Dr. Fauci. And if you're in an area with a lot of unvaccinated people and you're vaccinated, you should heavily mask up, you know, usually 3 or 4 or 5 masks. You know, I'd wear like a hazmat suit. I mean, I'd stay at least 10 feet away from people, you know, just to make sure, you know. You know, if you have to, you sit there and you like, message back and forth. You know, you probably just stay home. I mean, I know you're vaccinated, but, you know, I mean, just, you don't want to get COVID. So, I mean, I know the whole point of the vaccine was to get you back to normal, but, you know, this is the new normal. It's funny when I see all these people that are vaccinated doing all the crap they were doing before COVID, before the vaccine. I mean, like, before the COVID vaccine, when they were social distancing, masking. And I'm sitting there without the vaccine doing the same thing I did 3 years ago. I'm not so, because they have all these signs like, unvaccinated people need to still wear masks, but everyone else doesn't have to. Why do they have that sign up there if they don't, not one person is going to question anyone. Yeah, I need to see your ID. I want to see that. I want to see like someone in the store do that, like, sir, I need to see your vaccination card. If not, you have to have a mask, sir. Yeah, we got a security breach. We got a guy who won't prove he's been vaccinated and he doesn't have a mask. Call the police. Seriously, they don't want to have all-out brawls. That's why they're going to have the sign that says vaccinated people don't have to have masks, but unvaccinated do, and they're never going to question whether you're vaccinated or not. I guarantee you, I know people that if they get asked if they have the vaccination and if they have to answer that or whatever, you know, you have to wear a mask. And if they try to have me show proof, I'll be like, meh. Okay, Lord, I need strength and bail money. And hopefully strength is enough to get me to walk. And I probably would. If someone had said, if you can't prove you got, no. If you need me to have a vaccine to be in this store and wear a mask, bye. Sayonara, Sodom. I have freedoms in this country, and if you're stupid enough to think that you need to, all this, you know, do all this crap, nope. But it's kind of like this, too. One thing I do notice, and I will get into this one. I was talking, because there was a place, and this lady's like, it was in, like, my sister city. And they're like, money is dirty and da-da-da, we don't accept cash and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, so you don't accept cash? You know that every medical marijuana dispensary and every recreational marijuana dispensary, cannabis dispensary across the whole United States, from Oregon, California, Washington State, Nevada, you name it, Michigan, Colorado, Illinois, all these states, They've had to use regular paper money this whole time because they can't accept cards because they can't use banks. Dirty! Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So if the money's so dirty that we can't use it, then how did they get by with it the whole time COVID was here? Because it's bullcrap. And if you can't use a bank because the money's being laundered because it involves like illegal money, how do they funnel it into the government to be distributed to help like pay for roads and stuff? How do they launder the cannabis industry money that you can't use a bank or a card for because it's still technically federally illegal? How do they funnel it into the government to be used? I'm just asking because they technically can't have banks and all this stuff. Because, like, when I've been to Colorado and stuff, they only accept cash. Dirty! Lord, have mercy. See, it don't make sense. It's like wiping before you poop. It don't make sense. Well, we can't accept money. It's dirty. Well, the cannabis industry has been accepting money all across the whole nation since they started. They didn't, we're going to have to close these dispensaries because we can't accept cash. It's dirty. No, they haven't done that. They can't do that. They had to use cash. And guess what? They didn't have a problem with it because it's bullcrap. If you use common sense and logic and think about things, like you can't use banks or cards because it's illegal and all that crap and all that stuff that they talk about. That being said, how do they get the money funneled? How do they launder the money to where it's able to go into the hands of the government? Oh, they to channel it to disguise the flow of money by channeling it to an intermediary. I was wondering if they couldn't use banks and stuff. How do they give the government that money? Isn't it involved in an illegal trade because it's federally illegal? So I don't know. Things I think about because I have common sense. I think about things. When 2 and 2 don't add up to equal 4, when you have to do all this crap you were doing before the vaccine, once you're vaccinated and after you're vaccinated, then what's the point of getting the vaccine in the first place? If you're still telling people around unvaccinated people who are vaccinated to wear masks and social distance and all this crap, then why did they get the vaccine in the first place? So you're gonna have a nation of people that are still gonna social distance, still wear masks, still do this stuff. I met a guy at Walmart that was out shopping, out kicking it, spending money, living life, but it's not safe to be at work. How can you walk around Walmart? How can you go out? How can you party? How can you do what you're doing? How can you do all this crap, but it's not safe to work? Man, they're trying to get us to go back to work, man. It's not safe, man. I'm at Walmart, and I'm living my life normally, but it's not safe to work.
I'll tell you when I go. I gotta go.
Okay.
You're
awesome. Love you.
The mashed potatoes and chicken.
Okay.
When I get home.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, seriously, folks. Like the cannabis industry that uses money that's supposedly dirty, but they use it the whole time. Nothing makes sense. If you're sitting at Walmart and walking around and shopping, if it's safe enough to do that, it's safe enough to work. I'm sorry. 2 and 2 are equal 4. But I know why he said that, because he's getting more in unemployment. There's a sign that's gone viral. Several of them were restaurants like, hey, we're shorthanded because no one wants to work because of these unemployment benefits. Now, I understand the unemployment benefits for the people that work in the profession that, okay, we can't, because of manipulated markets and stuff, we can't work. You know what I'm saying? We can't work because, hey, we can't get the parts. So we can work. It's not COVID related. There's just no steel. There's no part. Then I get it. I get you. I feel you. I understand you being less white for like a second. I get you. I understand. But if you have the parts and you have the food and everything, and you can go to Walmart and do whatever you want to, but it's not safe to work. I mean, and people, that don't make sense. I mean, it's like holding a lighter and saying, it's like, and saying that, like, Flames are bad. I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's things I think about. When you have a whole nation of Marxist, neo-Nazi, Hitler-type people that are calling Trump Hitler, oh, we're going to make sure that Trump's speeches are censored. We're going to make sure that we censor you. We're going to control what you see and think. We're going to take away your freedoms, but we're going to be, you're the communist, but we're going to take away your freedoms. I'm the one standing up for everything that you say I'm not. You're saying I'm not a constitutionalist and don't support freedom and don't support democracy and all this stuff, the free market, capitalist, you know, whatever. I don't support what you say I am. But if that's his first, Trump is a nuisance. He is, man. He hates Jewish people except for Benjamin Netanyahu and all of Israel. If it wasn't for Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, he don't like the Jewish people except for in Mar-a-Lago. In Mar-a-Lago, he allowed Jews to be there, and the people hated him. But I'm not supposed to. Even though he did all that, he's a Nazi. He's Hitler. I know he is. Because I got a fake Nazi dossier that Trump is Nazi. I know he is. I paid $40,000 for an artificially fake-made dossier of Trump as Hitler. He is. I'm not supposed to. And you had to read it. Folks, that's just what we live in, folks. Someone that allowed Jews to go into Mar-a-Lago, which they hated. Someone that stands with the Jewish people, and he's Hitler? They're censoring him, but he's Hitler? Whatever. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you wake up. If you're a liberal, I hope you do. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.